Hey, good morning, Grand Cities. I'm Dale Kulis, and we are GFBS, Grand Forks' best source. It is May 30th, 2023, and it's time for your Tuesday morning update, brought to you by the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter of Grand Forks, where if you're thinking about a new pet to complete your family, why not adopt? Please contact the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Your new adopted family member will be spayed or neutered, microchip ID'd, and up to date with shots, and will be ready to come to its new forever home. Circle of Friends can also use donations for dog and cat food, cat litter, towels, small fleece blankets, and more. If you'd like to help pets in need, please contact them online at cofpets.com. Circle of Friends is also hiring. Make your family complete by adopting. Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks, located across from Paradiso on South Washington Street, or call them up at 701-775-3732. Well, for your weather today, right now, it's nice and sunshiny today. Have a high of 86 degrees, but there will be scattered thunder showers in the afternoon with a low tonight of 56 degrees, with the skies clearing out tonight, and winds will stay steady at around 5 miles an hour. Well, in the news, a 31-year-old woman from Candu, North Dakota, perished after a crash in rural Towner County on Highway 66. Highway Patrol says just before 6 a.m. on Saturday morning, the vehicle crossed the center line, left the highway, vaulted over a field approach, rolled multiple times, and proceeded to catch fire. The passenger, Brittany Beck, was thrown from the car and died at the scene. Charges are pending against the male driver, 20-year-old Jace Thomas from Candu, who was injured in the collision. The crash remains under investigation by the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Well, the Grand Forks and Park Board Commission City Council members will meet at 5 p.m. today to discuss the potential for an indoor multi-use sports facility and aquatic center. The joint meeting will transpire at the city-owned Hive building downtown. On the agenda for the meeting will be recapping the feasibility study conducted by Barry Dunn Greenplay over the past year and the finalized operational and maintenance costs associated with the facilities, in addition to potential ways the city can fund the projects. Well, that tune means it's time for us to tell you all about the Moe's Cafe just down the hall from us in the Grand Cities Mall. And here on the Morning Update, we have your Moe's Amazing Daily Dish for today. And today's special is a Mexican-influenced pasta with toasted spaghetti served with spiced beef and tomato stew with roasted vegetables and finished with cotija cheese for $11 at your Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. Moe's Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3 and on Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 2. That's Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. Bring a friend for breakfast or lunch. You will love it. Well, a teenage passenger has life-threatening injuries and his driver was also injured when the car they were in collided with a tractor on U.S. Highway 2 on Monday. Justin Daniel Gubrud, age 16, and driver Christina Anna Gubrud, age 59, both from Foston, Minnesota, were injured after the 2023 Ford Expedition they were in collided with a tractor driven by David James Corton, age 63, of Bagley. Both were driving eastbound when the crash happened right around 10:57 in the morning, according to Minnesota Highway Patrol. Justin Gubrud was flown to Sanford Hospital in Fargo, and Christina Gubrud was taken to the Bemidji Hospital. Corton did not sustain any injuries. The injury crash is the second in 2 days on U.S. Highway 2 in Minnesota and North Dakota involving a vehicle in addition to a tractor on the road. Well, the Grand Forks Fire Department was dispatched Friday to put out a vehicle fire on Interstate 29. Crews responded to the fire north of the 32nd interchange shortly before 4 p.m. Traffic was pushed back for up to several blocks as one northbound lane was blocked for emergency vehicles. And in sports, in prep softball, in the North Dakota East Region Tournament at West Fargo High, the state qualifiers took place on Saturday, which saw Grand Forks Central defeat Fargo North 11-7. And in the EDC Championship, West Fargo defeated Grand Forks Red River 5-1. In the Minnesota Section 8 AA Tournament, today's consolation semifinals game will see Barnesville take on Park Rapids and Breckenridge Wahpeton take on Thief River Falls at 2 p.m. In Major League Baseball, the Twins took the Houston Astros to extra innings yesterday and were victorious with a score of 7-5 after a two-run home run from Ryan Jeffers in the 10th inning. The Astros and Twins will play again at 7:10 this evening. Well, the NHL Stanley Cup Finals and the NBA Finals are both set after the weekend's remaining conference finals games wrapped up. In the NHL, the Vegas Golden Knights shut out the Dallas Stars 6-0 to win their series, which will have the Golden Knights facing off against the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Finals, with Game 1 being this Saturday at 7 p.m. On Monday, the Miami Heat defeated the Boston Celtics in Game 7 of their roller coaster series, 103-84. And that locked in the Heat facing the Denver Nuggets in the finals, with their Game 1 being this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we will wrap your Tuesday morning update after some words from our friends at Muskox.
Hey, if you move snow with a skid steer, you've got to see the Muskox difference. A patented back drag feature allows operators to blow snow while back dragging in front of obstructions. You know, garage doors, siding, and fire hydrants. Now, this saves time and money while lowering injury risk by decreasing manual labor. The optional dual auger, called the Dually, helps the operator eat through big snowfalls, ice-crusted snow, and blow more snow while back dragging. And the glide plate, it allows you to glide over grass and gravel without ripping up the soft surfaces. Subsequently, create an instant torque of the lower cutting edge to break up snow and ice to better expose hard surfaces. See the Muskox difference. Go to muskox.com or Facebook at Muskox Snowblowers or call 218-288-1905. See the difference for yourself. It's the Muskox difference.
Well, stay tuned later today on Grand Forks Best Source at 11 a.m. for the Great Reset to hear all about the latest hard-hitting topics from around the world with David Waterman each and every Tuesday. And with that, I want to give many thanks to producer Paul, and remember to check out the Morning Updates website at gfbsmorningupdates.podbean.com for instant easy access to stream and download all the latest episodes of the GFBS Morning Updates. And remember to like, share, tag, and follow GFBS on all the social media and podcast apps. Hey, we appreciate your support, and we thank you for having us part of your morning. Yo, the Grand Cities are a stupendous place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.